to SER Breakfast.
So, do you spend more than 3 hours a day thinking about your diet? Do you plan your meals several days ahead? Is the nutritional value of your meal more important than the pleasure of eating it? These are some of the questions you might find yourself asked if you are worried about whether you're suffering from orthorexia, an interesting eating disorder. Find out more about it. I'm joined by psychologist, neurotherapist, Elska Ravilla. Elska, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm well. Now, how do we define orthorexia?
Look, orthorexia is an eating disorder that is mainly characterized by a pathological obsession with foods that are considered healthy. Now, I say pathological because it goes beyond just choosing healthy food options, as it often leads to malnourishment. So people with orthorexia, for example, may choose to only eat foods that are free of impurities, that are natural. They avoid foods that may perceive as being bad for them, such as those with preservatives, foods with pesticides or genetically modified. And sometimes they may even avoid fats, sugars, artificial colours, and even dairy or wheat.
So this is definitely when healthy eating has gone beyond what is actually healthy.
That's correct.
Are there similarities to other eating disorders?
Now, there are similarities. Now, orthorexia may be similar to other eating disorders, mostly because it leads to malnourishment. Mm. So a person with orthorexia may lose a lot of weight, and they also may limit their diet because they only concentrate on foods that are healthy or they're pure. There's also they share traits with, you know, like anorexia, sometimes with OCD as well, because if they have excessive worry, they may have sort of traits of excessive control, perfectionism. They're having high anxiety levels, and they also have very limited insight in regards to the gravity of their habits and how they're actually they may be becoming, you know, sort of harmful to their own health. So that is something that they share with other disorders. They also have obsessions and rituals that are found in people who suffer from OCD or obsessive compulsive disorder. And even though these obsessions are mostly related to healthy eating, they do have a negative effect on their normal functioning. So it affects their health, and that is a problem.
Do we have an idea of how prevalent orthorexia is in Australia?
Look, unfortunately, there is no specific data to date on the prevalence of orthorexia in Australia, but we do know that there's approximately 1 million people in Australia that suffer from an eating disorder. Mm. Now, these include anorexia, bulimia, binge eating, and any other eating disorder, which is called eating disorder not otherwise specified. Now, we do know that there's, out of that 1 million people, there could be approximately 40% of people that are within the eating disorder not otherwise specified, which will include orthorexia.
I imagine with the sort of focus of social media on these healthy lifestyles, we could be seeing it on the rise.
Definitely. Look, I mean, in my 30 years of practice as a psychologist, I've certainly seen a higher number of people with orthorexia. In recent years, as compared to, let's say, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 years ago. So there is certainly an increase in the number of people suffering from the disorder.
Look, what would be the behaviours to watch out for, do you think, or the warning signs?
Look, if you see somebody that, somebody that's eliminating entire fruit groups from their diet, somebody who spends extreme amounts of time planning or worrying about healthy eating or diets, somebody that may feel guilty if they don't adhere to a healthy diet. And sometimes not just guilt, I mean, they might feel really anxious, they may feel really depressed if they ate something that wasn't right or wasn't pure or wasn't healthy enough. Sometimes they may avoid social interaction, they may not want to be out and socializing because that may be too tempting in order to, you know, they'd be tempted to eat something that is not healthy enough. And the other side could be weight loss. That is something else that might be a sign as well.
And Elsker, how would we, I mean, very carefully approach the topic with someone, do you think? I mean, obviously that's a very fraught area to be doing it.
Definitely. And it is difficult. It's not easy because, as I said before, I mean, sometimes there isn't much insight in regards to them kind of being in or doing anything that is not right. But I think it is important to, you know, if you know somebody that is suffering from orthorexia, if you see symptoms, you know, like the ones that I've described before. It's just, you know, let the person that know that you are concerned about some of their behaviours in regards to food. Obviously, try to do it in a safe and possibly non-confronting way.
Yeah.
And also because, I mean, you want to get them to possibly seek professional help. There's a number of services, you know, Lifeline, Kids Helplines, and also the Butterfly Helpline, which specifically provides support for people with eating disorders. But they can also, you know, start with seeing a GP, who could then refer to a mental health professional, maybe a psychologist, a counsellor, or even a psychiatrist. So I think it's, you know, the best way to go about it is just doing it in a safe and non-confronting way, so just to, you know, to make the person aware that they may be in trouble.
Elsker, thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're very welcome, Nick.
Thank you. Elsker Revilla there, psychologist and neurotherapist, talking about orthorexia. Of course, we will have links to more information up on the 2SER.com website. That's what it's called, 2SER.com.